Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chavav. Yuma Daf Chavav. We left off Chav. Hey, I'm a base towards the bottom of the page. We'll pick it up from Amar Rava around 7-8 lines off of the bottom of the page. Just two quick, very short points on yesterday's share. First of all, we discussed that the more about a raya that the Kahanim during the pious, during the lottery, were wearing begadim, Rav Sheshes brought a raya because it discussed that when they did the pious, they would take the hat off of one of the Kahanim. And they would know that's the point where they started from. Now, why is he wearing a hat? It must be he's wearing a bitikuna. That was the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara deflected and said, no, this is talking about a kohen who's wearing the hat that his mother had made for him. The hat that his mother had made for him, which he's allowed to do avodas yachid, he cannot do avodas tzibur. So just we just didn't speak that yesterday, but I mean, I think it's obvious. We had this in, I forget if it's the Shkolim or maybe the end of Psachim. We had that avada, even though he's allowed to wear this bega that his mother made for him, it still has to be donated to the tzibur. Kind of like when we discussed about people giving things to the tzibur, even things that are supposed to belong to the tzibur, if a yachid donates it, they have to donate it with a das that it should belong now to the tzibur. So the mother has to have donated it wholeheartedly, and only then could he wear it bechlal. That's just one point. A second point is that we had a question that in the Sefer, Teres HaLedes, Chassam Sefer, in Teres HaLedes, he writes that if Reuven steals Shimon's Kaddish, the schar still goes to Shimon, or the schus goes to Shimon's father or mother, whoever he's saying Kaddish for. So why would we, so if that was the case, why are we so nervous about the Balei Zroyas going and stealing the rights to do the Avoida? We said, according to Rav Nachman, they don't wear begadim during the pious, during the lottery, because if they're wearing big dekuna, then they're going to right away, some guy who's going to strong arm his way and do the avaida, even though he wasn't chozen. So, nu, ask them for Shem Zozayin, according to Chassam Sefer, even if he strong arm his way, the one who won the lottery, the one who won the rights, he's still going to get the schar. So we pointed out different answers, but one of the explanations, one of the simple answers we gave was that it's not just the schar of the avaida, it's the avaida itself, it's the act of doing avaida. He wants not just the schar, the schus, the in his bank account. He wants to have the actual act, the merit of performing the act itself, not just the schus that you get for doing the mitzvah. He wants that merit. So the truth is, came up after the shiur today, that this famously, this was part of the conversation. Meir Shemin had Kadosh Baruch Hu when he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. When he's done with going to Eretz Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, so I'll give you all the schar of all the mitzvahs. I'll give you the schar of all the mitzvahs to Eretz. And Meir Shemin said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't just want the schar. I want to do the mitzvah themselves. I don't want the schar. It's two separate things. There's the schar of the mitzvah, and there's the performance of the mitzvah. The performance of the mitzvah is separate from the schar of the mitzvah, and that's l'chaira, the answer to that question on the Chassam Sefer Teres HaLedes. Okay, Amar Rav. So we were still discussing the different parts of the animal, the order that it goes up. We brought 3-4 machlekes as to the order of which parts of the animal go on the ramp first. We're still discussing the first part where you had 9 kehanim bringing the animal parts onto the ramp. Onto the tumid, onto the ramp. We'll have later in today's daf. We'll have the kohanim then taking it from the ramp up onto the mizbeach itself. So we said Amar Rava. Rava says, "Bain, we actually read this yesterday already. Bain Tana Yidan, Bain Rabesi. Between our Tana and Rabesi, the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabesi, they both agree. Basri lulu debisvas linen. He's supposed to be giving the best quality meat. He's supposed to be meaning the best quality meat is the first." That should go on the mizbeach. First that goes on the ramp is the best quality. The machlokes just is, how do we shatz up what's best quality? One, our town of Amisha goes based on the limb which has the most meat, whereas the town of Rabesi goes based on the, which has the fattiest meat. So they're both agreeing that the objective is to be putting the choicest meat on the ramp first. That's what goes first. The machlokes says, what's called the choicest meat? Okay. My time is like a regal hadereisha. We said that you put the regal together with the hind leg together with the head. Why do you put the hind leg together with the head? Says the Rambam, the reisha and the fishi bad. Sometimes, because the head is really just mainly bones. There's not so much meat to it. So therefore, cover regal by day. You put the regal together with it. You put the leg with it in order to add meat to the equation. Says the Gemara, okay, but you take it for granted. That's all because the head is supposed to be going first, and therefore you put the foot with it in order to increase the meat content together with the head. But why is the head going first? All the different opinions that we quoted yesterday all held that the head goes on the ramp first. Menala Mosasaurus. Italian look at the rice, but I in the rich, but peder. Peder means the fats. How do you know the right? Peder is like the thick fats that are on top of the innards of the animal. How do we know that the Resh and the Peder go first before the other Ivarim on the Mizbeach? Tam Lamer, as a Resh Ves Pidre V'Arach. Says the Pasuk, as Resh Ves Pidre V'Arach, it specifies those two, therefore we know that goes first. In fact, the Marvidach, Peder, Achrina, the Pasuk says it twice. So it says Peder a second time, One pasuk is pasuk beis, one pasuk is four pasuk early, and pasuk ches. Says Gemara, if either feder achli the top of chavah ben aleph lemayasa. Why does it say it twice? So Rashi, top Rashi points out, it says Rosh did twice also. Rashi says Rosh was never bothering us because over the end of the pasukim it describes flaying the animal, skinning it, taking off the hide, and then putting the components on the mizbeach, and the Rosh is cut off. It's separated from the animal before you flay it. The Rosh does not get skinned, and therefore there'd be a tzad that the reish is not included in the parts that go up on the mizbeach because it doesn't get skinned as like the rest of the animal. Kamashbon, the reish goes on the mizbeach. So reish, we understand why it was repeated a second time. But pader, the question is, why was pader repeated separately? Says the Gemara, how would the kayan do the bringing up the head and the fat? What would be the mice over there? Naisin as a pender a beis hashchita. He'd specifically put the fat and cover over the beis hashchita. Beis hashchita is very stained, very red, very bloody. He'd cover it over with the fat, umaleo, and then bring it up on the mizbeach. Vizeo derek covered shemala, and that's the derek covered. That's the most becoming takeaway. You cover up the part that's not so that's a little bit red and yucky from the blood. You cover up with the fat, and that's the best way to be makrevet on the mizbeach. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. So far we had Pius Rishon remind ourselves that was the Trumas Deshen, which we said along with the package deal in order to make people come for the Pius. It was also included that was the Seder HaMaracha and the Shnei Gezreitzim. Then we said Pius Hasheni, we just had that yesterday, that was the 13. We're going to jump back and forth between 13 and 9. 9 Kehanim were involved with bringing the Tamid onto the parts of the animal onto the ramp. And there were 4, namely the Sheikhet, the Zayrik, the Dishim Mizbech HaPanimi, and Dishim Menayra. Those are the total of 13 were part of the second Pius, and now up to Pius Shlishi. Says the Mishnah, Pius Shlishi, the third lottery was Chadashim Keteris, Boel Vesifu. Chadashim, only new people, new Kadim, that never got a chance to do the Keteris yet, that's a famous idea, Boel Vesifu, they should come and be part of the lottery. For V, the fourth Pius, and the final Pius, Chadashim Mishanim, that's old Kadim, new Kadim, people that already have done that Vaidah before, and people haven't done it, all get to join it together, and what's that about? Me, Mali, Varman, and Kevin Mizbech. That's the last part, taking up the Avarim from the ramp onto the Mizbeach. So far, we only put the Avarim on the ramp. Now, the fourth lottery is who gets the schus of taking it from the ramp onto the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Tana. A person never repeated the k'tiris. K'tiris is never done by the same person more than once. Why not? My time, we know this idea already. We spoke earlier in the Masechta. Because the k'tiris has the power to bring wealth to the one who does the k'tiris. And therefore, we literally want to spread the wealth. And therefore, the same k'tiris does not do it twice. What's the source that the k'tiris is a brach of wealth? If it's because of the Pasad Meshuv, Yasim k'tiris papecha. The pasuk says Yisibu Keteris Papecha, and then after it says Baruch Hashem Chelis, right after it talks about the Keteris, the next pasuk says Baruch Hashem Chelis, Hashem should bless his Chelis, his resources. So we see that this bracha associated with Keteris. Ask Rav Papa Abam Kasha Yachi Elanami Hachsiv Chalam Mizbechecha. We only quote a part of the pasuk. The pasuk says Yisibu Keteris Papecha. And then it says v'chalal al mizbechecha. And then it says baruch Hashem chayil. If anything, the kalam is bechecha. Just to be clear, kalal al mizbechecha is kalal, which is the ayla. Ayla is kalal. Refers to the covered ayla. So the ayla is stuck closer to baruch Hashem chayil. So I should say that bringing an ayla makes someone wealthy more than k'tiris, or at least the same as k'tiris. Yet we don't find that. Says the Gemara, that's not shver. Amalei hashchicha v'ha leishchicha. This is shchiach and this is not shchiach. You can't compare the shchiach and the shchiach. Meaning, the k'tiris was brought twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. That's not so common. Eilos were brought k'seder, and more than that, the first speak out that if a person wants, he can just donate his own eila and bring it. I also brought Benedava, I also brought Keseder. It would come out that tons of people, Rashi explains, would end up being wealthy because so many people were eilos, and we see it's not the case. We see it's not the case. Rashi's lashon is, Dim Lai, Kain, Nimtzua, Kol Ashirim. L'chaira, everyone should be Ashirim if that would be the case. It must be that the pasuk is referring specifically to k'tiris and not to ayla. The pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chelik is going back on k'tiris, not on ayla. Being the k'tiris brings wealth, whereas being ayla doesn't necessarily bring wealth. Now, we discussed this before, but let's touch on something again. Actually, here's a new idea. Some sefer in Shuvah and Simen Kuf Nun Ches. He writes in Archaim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches, he asks, he's just bothered by two shtark kashas. He has the teretz, but the kashas are shtark and the teretz. Two kashas. First of all, Why is it that we're so busy that when it comes to being wealthy, we want to spread the wealth? Let everyone get a chance to get wealthy. And we're saying when it comes to Avaida, the Mishnah is very clearly. When it comes to the fourth pious, doing the Avaida, Chadasha Bimishanim, new people, old people, why don't we do the same thing? Why shouldn't there be the same emphasis placed on making sure everyone gets a chance to do the Avaida? Isn't that Avaida more important than money? Why when it comes to money, are we very busy with, we want to spread the wealth, make sure everyone gets a chance to do the Keteris, someone gets a chance to get the bracha of wealth, and you don't give the same person twice. And by the Avaid itself, we're not so makbar, regular Avaid, the Stam Avaid for Avaid itself, we're not so makbar, but the same person doing it twice. One guy could win the pious three times before someone else wins it once. Why aren't we makbar there too? That we should ever get a chance. It shouldn't be say that being doing the Avaid itself is as valuable as any money in the world, number one. Number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Why do we have to be busy taking matters in our own hands? They make a gyral. And if a Kosh Baruch Hu wants the same guy to get it twice, he'll get it twice. And if he doesn't want the same guy to get it twice, he won't get it twice. Why are we mixing it? We're talking about the Beis Hamikdash also, we're not talking about Stam. We're talking about the Beis Hamikdash. Kosh Baruch Hu has very hands-on. If he wants the same person to get it twice, he'll get it. If not, why are we so busy intervening? So something wants to suggest that there's a concept of mazel, and avada when it comes to mazel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can ordain, and I mean he can control everything. But the point is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does get involved and orchestrate different mazel. But the special bracha of the Keteris was infused by Moshe Rabbeinu. It was something that was a special power for Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's lamalam in a mazel. He says that's above mazel. It wasn't meant to be controlled, and therefore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to get involved in that. Therefore, we take matters into our own hand. Specific, so he answers both questions. That's why we're busy with the monetary element, not the Avoida. Because in economy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses, that's who gets it normally. Over here, it's a special power that Moshe Rabbeinu put into the world, into the Keteris. And therefore, in this special power, we want to try to spread the wealth, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to orchestrate about who we should go to. Therefore, the answer is, that's again, that is terrors to both, it's still Chiddush, but the terrors to both kashas. Now, on this idea about Keteris, so we touched earlier Masechta, but we didn't even quote this Medrash. There's a Medrash Rabbah in Bereishis in Parsha Memzayin, Ezayin, when Avraham Avinu did the Bris Mila to all the members of his family, he piled up the arelos, the foreskins, like on a mound, and in the sun it became putrid, it became disgusting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out and said that this putrid, this burning, so to speak, or this melting of these of the arelos is to me like the Keteris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, to me it's like the Keteris. That's the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Medrash in Parsha Memzayin. So now, the Mefarshim take out of this the idea that somehow we're connecting Mila to Keteris. Somehow we connect Mila to Keteris. And we've spoken out in the past that Darach HaMesha is talking specifically about the Tzaddik. And the Ramah, who is also the Darach HaMesha, the Ramah writes from the Shem of the Maril, that Taka is an Indian to only give one person, each person, only one opportunity to be the Tzaddik. Each person only has the opportunity to be the Tzaddik once, based on the idea of the Keteris. Same concept like the Keteris. They want to spread the wealth, and therefore you don't give the same person twice. We spoke out way back when from the Gayan, two kashas on this, two basic kashas. First of all, the Gayan says, where's the money for the Tzaddikayas? We see plenty of people that are tzaddik, that act as Tzaddik and don't become rich. If you tell me that Tzaddik is like Keteris, so where's the money? How come they're not wealthy? That's one question. Gaines further, we're only makbid within one family. That one person doesn't give the covet of having the same person be a Tzaddik for multiple children of himself. But someone can be a Tzaddik with multiple different families. L'chayr Keteris, each person did it once in their life and that's it. If we're really truly comparing the Tzaddik to Keteris, then each person should only be a Tzaddik once and not more. These are the two kashas the Goyen has on the Maril. Regarding the kasha of why don't see that the people that have Tzaddikayas, why they're not wealthy, why don't we see that? So there's a few answers given. First of all, they want to answer Shemigah Machet. They want to answer that maybe, and Rechabi is supposed to be wealthy, but the chait causes that the money doesn't come. Another answer they bring is that maybe, of course, what's true wealth? What Ezu Asher has to be up Chalka. Maybe those who become Tzaddik, they don't become wealthy with money, but they get a certain sense of satisfaction. They get Sameach B'chalkai. And maybe that's what we're talking about, not wealth in numbers. And lastly, Shterbach writes that the people who don't become wealthy, maybe they had some sort of other calamity that's supposed to take place, and in lieu of it, you know, a person could redeem his calamity with guilt. So this guilt that they were supposed to become wealthy was taken in lieu of calamity, similar to Shemigar Machet. There's some other cheshbon going on over here, and that's why they become wealthy. The point is, they defend the Maril that don't say just because the guy's Taina, just because you don't see the wealth, doesn't mean the bracha of wealth doesn't apply even to Sandik guys. But okay, but there seems to be this Machlekes Maril saying, Rama's bringing it, that a Sandik is only a one time, at least per family, one time job, because it relates to Keteris and brings wealth, whereas the Goyen clearly argues. Now, you read this as a totally different reason why you don't give Sandik Kayas to the same person twice. Rebbe says it relates to the same way you don't give all your Truma to one Kayin, supposed to spread it out to different kind of, you don't give all your Truma to one Kayin, so too, you don't give the Sandik Kayas all to the same person, nothing to do with Keteris. Now, one other point that Rama brings for Maril on this topic, and the Chayyar relates to Keteris again, Pashtus, that he brings for the Maril, that there were those that are naig to go to the mikveh before being sandik. That whoever that was going to be the sandik would go to the mikveh before being sandik. The Darchei Meisha, again, that's the Rambam himself, but the Darchei Meisha in Tor, Darchei Meisha writes that, Lameis, when I'm makba for this, when I'm makba for this Maril, but there is a concept that those that makba go to the mikveh before being sandik, so the, again, the first one would connect. That fits very well. The Maril Shetasai that we're learning out sandik from Keteris, we're comparing it, just like you'd go to the mikveh, you'd kaddish yourself before doing a vayda, so until you go to the mikveh before doing the sandikayas. Okay, so like the Gemara right there. Amarava. Let me just get to the Mairi. You don't find this Gemara comes up because we're going to quote a pasuk that we touched on earlier. You don't find it's a Rabbanan who issues psak, Eldas Meshevet Levi. A young scholar to issue psak, you only find if he comes from Shevet Levi and Meshevet Yisachar. Shevet Levi or Shevet Yisachar, Levi Dechsev, Yerim Rishpech Liyakov, says the pasuk, Yerim Rishpetecha Liyakov about Shevet Levi, and Yisachar Dechsev, Mnei Yisachar, Yede Bin Leitim, Ladas Ma Yasa Yisrael. Okay, frankly, more of Amy Yudanami to see you the maybe say that a young Talmud Chacham Kapaskin for Shev Yehuda, like it says the pasuk Yehuda Mechaykeki, Asuk Yishmait Ali B'Dilchus Lekamina, answers the Gemara that Rava says, I'm referring to, I understand that Yehuda is Mechayki, he's able to Kriach Harayin into the, he's able to give out laws, he's able to talk in Torah. I'm talking about learning up a sugya and coming out a libid hilchsa through learning a sugya that you don't see necessarily by Yehuda, but that was saying fits by Levi and by Yisachar. Even Tzav Rabbanan could have that power. Of course, these psukim are also the psukim in Dvarim, in Zayis HaBracha, and that's the psukim we quoted earlier before also about Baruch Hashem Chelai, right? Also psukim in Zayis HaBracha. Amar Bechanan. Aim mafaisin al tamid shall be rabbiim. You don't do a pious for the tamid in the afternoon tamid. So Rebbechna says you don't do a separate pious for the tamid of the afternoon. Rather, the kind that was zeich in the morning is zeich in the afternoon. Black and white. It says just like you do a pious in the morning, you do a pious in the afternoon. Not like Rebbechna. The brayse declares not Rebbechna. Answer the markit anya he b'kateiris. That brayse from b'kateiris. Like b'kateiris, you did a pious in the afternoon like the morning. But for the tamid, you didn't do a new pious. Fatanya Kripsha Faisin Loi is key. Loi, the Lamed Vav is male, is key. Kshesha Faisin Loi Shachris, Kaka Faisin Larvis. For the Tumid, that makes sense. For the Kateris, it would say Kshem Shem Faisin La, with the hay. The fact that it says Loi means we're talking about the Tumid. So we have another Bryce that's right. They do a piece both in the morning and in the afternoon for the Tumid. Nagar Bechon, Emela, switch the word from Loi to La. Fact that we have a Bryce that says both. Fatani Kshem Shem Faisin Loi Shachris, Kaka Faisin Loi Arvis. Kshem Shem Faisin La Shachris, Kaka Faisin Loi Arvis. We have a very clear Bryce that says, just like you do a piece in the morning, you do a piece in the afternoon, and it says Loi and La, so that means both Tyrus and Tumid. So we have a Kasha on Bechon. Gemara says you're right. Amar Shmuel Yitzhak, Hacha B'Shabbos Askinan. Over here, we're talking about Shabbos. How much Rosh Chodesh is? Even Bechanan agrees on Shabbos, where it's a new Mishmer coming in the afternoon. Remember, the new Mishmer comes in the afternoon. They're the ones that they used to do the Selik of the Lechem Apanim. You have the new Mishmer, the old Mishmer, changing the guards. So over there, you have a new Mishmer. You cannot rely on the pious of the morning, because those kind of that are serving down in the afternoon were not the same kind of the ones that serve in the morning. And therefore, everyone agrees, Rabbi Yechon would agree, that you need a pious in the afternoon. So, Hakamayaskin and the Braisa, we're talking about on Shabbos. Well, the Slack, I'd like to ask the Marist Akasha. According to your Havamina, Masak the Menikara, Nefisha the Payasas, according to Havamina, that there was a pious in the afternoon. Not like Rechon. Rechon held, there's no pious. But the Mara was asking Rias, Kashas, that we seem to have a pious in the afternoon. If that's the case, then the Chari, why are there only four? We said the Mishnah is only four, our Mishnah, we had four piousas. There's more. There's a pious in the afternoon as well. There's a fifth pious. Answer the Gemara, Maisi Klu B'Tzafra Asu, No, that would be considered a fifth pious, because everyone would come in the morning, in the Havamin at least, that there was a separate pious in the afternoon. All the people came in the morning, and that's when the pious was done. And there was a pious done for the morning, and a pious done for the afternoon, but it was all done in the morning at the same time. So it wouldn't be called more than a fourth pious, because it was all done at the same time. Harvi Chadashim Imishanim. We said in the Mishnah, the fourth pious, the fourth lots, is the new Kanim with old Kanim, meaning Kanim that performed the Avodah, Kanim that didn't perform the Avodah, and they're the ones that get to take the limbs up from the ramp onto the, from the ramp onto the Mizbeach itself. Says the same Kehanim who brought the Evarim onto the ramp, those same Kehanim go back later, and they bring it from the ramp on top of the Mizbeach. It's not a new set of Kehanim. Mike, mythically, what's the machlokes? Our Mishnah clearly says it's a new group of kadim. Rabbi Lazar Yaakov says it's not a new group of kadim. What's the machlokes? Bar Savar Berav Amadus Melech. Our Mishnah holds Berav Amadus Melech, and there's a big aside. We'll get back to in a second. How far you take Berav Amadus Melech? Umar Savar Maka Mishchina Lav Ayrech Ara. Whereas Lazar Yaakov held it's not Ayrech Ara to switch. It looks like it's a burden. Some people, the first group of kadim brought the Evarim only to the ramp. And they stopped. And the next group take it from the ramp onto the Mizbeach. The fact that the first people didn't come back and finish the job, not finishing the job is like a bazillion. It shows that if it's a burden, and therefore you want the same people to finish the job. But getting back to the our Mishnah's opinion, that separate kind of because Rav HaMadrash Melech, there's a discussion, it's very relevant by splitting up Minyanim. People want to say Kaddish, so they want to split up a minyan. How do we approach it with the concept of Rav HaMadrash Melech? So there is a discussion in the Mefarshim that someone being a Raya, that when, it's like Gemara Menachos really, that once you have three people, you already have Berav Am. Yeah, the more the merrier, but once you have three people, you already have a Kiyam of Berav Am. In our Gemara, clearly we see right now like that. In our Gemara, and therefore, if let's say someone wants to split a minyan in order to have both of Kaddish, that will be a leniency. Say you can, because each minyan, sure, it's a minyan, it's 10 people, and therefore, it's not an issue. There's actually other discussions in the Chayinim. What if a person has a choice to have a shul with more people, a much bigger shul with more people, or a much smaller shul, but the people are to be the chamim? Should you daven in the smaller shul with Tamid the Chavim, or daven in the bigger shul, just has more people? How fight do we take the idea of Rabbi Asmelech? I forgot where I saw this brought down, and the response was, daven in the smaller shul with bigger Tamid the Chavim is better than the larger shul, because again, once you really make your din, once you have a few people, you have a kiyum of Revam. The ikar kiyum of Revam is once you have a few people, the more the merrier, but a few people is already a kiyum of it, and therefore, no need to go to the bigger shul. Lamais, we see in our Gemara, again, our Gemara is not getting involved we have nine, and we're doing another nine. Our Gemara is saying very clearly that three, even though we already have three, we're still applying the concept of Rav HaMadrash Melech to increasing the numbers from 9 to 18, or from 13 to 22, and so on and so forth. Okay. So that's what I'm Rav. Larry Blaz Meakov is Larry Behuda. Larry Behuda said Blaz Meakov. Rav Blaz Meakov does hold up Behuda, and Behuda does hold up Blaz Meakov. Let's just remind ourselves, Rav Blaz Meakov held that you don't have a new group of Kahanim doing a fourth pious to bring the Evarim up from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, because the same kind of who brought it to the ramp, they bring it on the Mizbeach. But according to that, you only have three piyasas. It must be healed. It was a fourth pious for what? It was a fourth pious for the rites to bring the coals by the Keteris. So that's Rabbi Lazar Yaakov must hold to that. And Rabbi Hudu holds that there was no pious for the coals. He holds there's no pious for the coals. He must hold, that there was a fourth pious for what? For bringing up from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, a separate pious. Says Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Yaakov, Isla Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Sikha Mizbeachov, Div Kain, but so piyasas. Because if they each hold of each other, if they both agree to each other, then they're both going to agree. They're going to end up only three piyasas, and our Mishnah had four piyasas. Now these are Tanaim. They really could argue on the Mishnah, but we don't find that they argue. Vibishkach is Tanah, Tani Chamish, and Rav just says further, if you find a Tana who has a total of five piyasas, the answer fast can be very simple. Top of a maze, how would like Rabbi Lazar, but Yaakov like Rabbi Yehuda? If you hold like Rabbi Yaakov, meaning you hold like our Mishnah, that there's a separate pious for the afternoon, for the Kanim, bringing up the Evarim from the ramp onto the Mizbeach, and there's a separate pious for the coals, who has the rights to bring the coals for the Keteris, that'll be a fourth and fifth pious, so you end up having a total of five pious if you hold of both, if you disagree with both Rabbi Lazar Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda. So like the Mishnah. Tamid Kar Batisha. The Tamid Kar is offered with nine people. Of course, we just had the Mishnah yesterday when we said it was 13 people. But the first four are really not, I mean, the first two really are related. Shechita and Zrika are part of the Tamid, but that's not what we're referring to. We're referring to the from after that. Shechita, Zrika, Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi, Disha Menaira. Those are the first four. That's not part of our number, Rashi points out of here. We're talking about the nine. Afterwards, the nine who carried up the Evarim onto the ramp, says the Mishnah, Tamid Kar Batisha. On a regular day, Tamid is Karv is nine. Sometimes Basara could be 10, Bacharasa sometimes by 11, Pshemba sometimes be tough Kanim. There could be up to 12 Kanim involved in the Tamid in the morning. And of course, if you can add the other four that we didn't mention before, that we mentioned yesterday's Mishnah, it's really up to 16. So how do you get to the Pachas V'Yaser? Not more than 12, not less than 9. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, sorry, Ketzad. Atzmai, regular Tamid Betisha, is 9. Bechag, Sukkot morning, and I say specifically the morning because we see the Gemara, it's not again the afternoon of Sukkot, is Yav Nisach HaMayim. Bechad, Be'adech HaSukkot HaShemayim. He added another Kayan to bring the Nisach HaMayim. So that's a 10th Kayan. Harei Kanasara. Bein Arbayim, in the Tamid of the afternoon, on a regular day, Bachad Asar. You have Lavan Kanim. Why? Who asked for Betisha, the regular 9, the Kanim of the morning? Ushnei Be'adim, Gishnei Gizaitim. And Tumor Kanim, each one holding a block of wood. So that gives you 11 on a regular day in the afternoon. So, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, Achad Asar. On Shabbos, you have, again, also 11. How so? Who asked for Betisha, Ushnei Be'adim, Gishnei Bezich, Levaina, Shlecham Panim. You have the regular 9 for the Tamid, and you have two more Kanim holding the cups of the, each one holding one cup of the Bezichin, of the incense, for the Lechem HaParim of the Shulchan, and B'Shabbos, Shabbos HaChag, when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov together, so in the morning, over there you're going to have 12, B'Yad Echad Sukkah Shemayim, and you have, in addition to that, you have the Bezichin, so you have a total of 12. That is how we get to 12, Kohanim being involved in the Tamid. Again, we're calling it the Tamid, even though we're focused on the Bezichin and the Nisach, it's part of the act, it's part of the morning Tamid activities. We're going to have up to 12 Kohanim, again, in addition to the 4 that we mentioned in the prior Mishnah, the Sheikhet, the Zayrik, the Dishim Zayach Pnimi, and the Dishim of the Menayr. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Vitema Rabbi Bar Chama Vitema Rabbi Eichanan. Eimen Aschen Mayim B'Chag Ela B'Tamid Shachar. When they did Nisach HaChag, it was only in the morning. Mai, what's the rhyme? Tani B'Shabbos Shabbos HaChag B'Yad Echad Sluchah Shemayim. It says in the Mishnah on Shabbos during Yom Tov, the one of the Kanim has a Sluchah Shemayim. V'Yisak Adaytach B'Tamid Shabbos 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 Aschen B'Chol Am B'Shkachas La. If you would say that you pour the Nisach HaMayim, even with the afternoon Tamid, then you'd be able to find the number of 12, even Mechayel. Meaning, very simple. On Shabbos, you got the 12, because you have the Shnei Bezichim, plus Nisach, the Shnei Bezichim in the morning, plus Nisach, that's 3, plus 12 Kohanim, plus 9 Kohanim, you have 12. But if you tell me that you do Nisach in the afternoon as well, in the afternoon, you already have Shnei Gizreitzim, that's, you have 9 Kohanim, plus 2 Kohanim with the Shnei Gizreitzim is 11, plus Nisach HaMayim would be 12. So even without Shabbos, you'd have 12. It must be the fact that the Mishnah only can find 12 on Shabbos is an indication. It must be Nisach HaMayim was only in the morning, not in the afternoon. We have a riot from Bryce to back this up. They'll tell them to do Nisach. Lift up your hands when you pour. One time, there was a person, a Stuki, who did the Nisach on his foot. He specifically didn't want the Nisach on the right spot, so he poured it onto his foot. So we say, lift up your hand and pour it. It doesn't go on your foot. One time it happened, Stuki did that. And the whole Am took their asterisks and they beamed him at this guy. They pelted him when they chapped his Stuki. Shmamina, what do you see? That's the morning. How do you see it's the morning? Right? Just because when do you pick up the asterisk in the morning? So if they all had the asterisks handy and they threw it at him, it must be this was taking place in the morning, and they had the asterisks with them to throw it at this fellow. Ask the Ritva, what do you mean? Maybe the Chiddush Ovir is not that it was the morning, meaning Rashi explains that otherwise, what's the stress that they all threw their esregim at him? Why stress against esregim? It's telling me that it was the morning. Answer, it's not. Nobody be stressing that you're allowed to throw your esregim at a guy. You don't consider a bezayin to the esregim. Throwing the esregim, you think maybe it's a bezayin. Kavash pasam bezayin. Says the Ritva, it's not even a chiddush. You know why? It's pashit that to blast a stuki, zel kvaidan. The covet of esregim would be to use it to blast a stuki. That would be the covet of an esregim. You find many other scenarios of these types of ideas, but the covet of an esrog would be to use it to shoot down a tzuki, and therefore that wouldn't be the chiddush. If the chiddush must be, like Rashi is saying, that it was the morning. So we see again a raya that the Nisach HaMayim was only in the morning, not in the afternoon. How do you know that the Tamid in the afternoon requires 2 Gizrei Eitzim and 2 separate Kanim? Shnei Meva Orchu Eitzim. If any Eitzim Shachar, that Pasuk Orchu Eitzim, which is plural, is not the Gizrei Eitzim Shachar. The Siv Ubir La Kain Eitzim Abayka Abayka Varchala. It already says Ubir La Kain Eitzim Abayka Abayka Varchala. So today, the Tamid Shabbat Abayim must be, it's coming from Tamid Shabbat Abayim, and we're saying the Tamid Shabbat Abayim requires 2 Kanim, each holding a block of wood. Maybe it's all going in the morning, and the pasuk tells me 2 separate things. First, you have singular ubir le kayin eitzim baker. First, you have 1 kayin put up eitzim in the morning, and then you have two kohanim, each bringing a block of wood. So you basically you have four total blocks of wood. One kohen first bringing two, and then two kohanim being each one bringing one respectively. Says the Gemara. In Cain, name a crow ubir beer. Let us say the same lesson twice. Say ubir twice. Why did it switch from ubir to varchu? It must mean one's the morning, one's the afternoon. Iachi effect tomorrow, kasrachmana. Ubir, no. E kasrachana beer. Had the pasuk written ubir, the Gemara says, I'm telling you why I didn't say ubir beer. Had it just said ubir, have it been a chat in treloi. I would have said that one kayan does it both the first and second time. It's only one kayan. So therefore, I needed to say varchu to tell me that's got to be. It's two kadim in the afternoon. It needs to be the second set of wood is two kadim. Again, just to get clear. The Gemara is saying that in the afternoon, you have two kadim each holding a block of wood. And the Gemara was bothered, why? How you know it's the afternoon? Maybe it's the morning. We already have a pasuk describing that one kayan puts two blocks of wood in the morning. And therefore, this pasuk must be actually telling me about two kayan putting up the blocks of wood in the afternoon. Ask the Gemara, no, maybe it's all the morning. And maybe all four blocks go in the morning. First, one kayan puts up two blocks, and then two kayan separately each bring up one box each. Says the Gemara, if that was the case, use the same lashon, ubir or beer. Why did it switch off? Why did it say ubir varachu? Must be one's the morning, one's the afternoon. Says the Gemara, no. Had it said ubir, I would have thought that it's one guy doing two. Twice in the morning, one guy brings two, and then the same guy goes and brings another two. How do I know that the second time it's two kohanim? Therefore, it needs to switch it to varchu. Says Gemara, the Navet Chad, the Navet Rei. I think that same guy does twice. Kamash Malan, that it's Navet Chad. First, you have one kohen doing both Gizrei Eitzim, and then you have two kohanim doing it separately. So therefore, we're back to a question. Maybe it's all the morning. It's all the morning, but it's I need beer and varchu because one's telling me about the kohen doing one kohen doing the kohen doing it by himself, and one's telling me about the two kohanim doing it. Answers the Gemara and Cain. Name a crow beer. Let the pasuk say ubir ubiru. Use the same word twice. Say ubir ubiru. Inami v'arach v'aruchu. Let it say ubir ubiru. Or let it say v'arach v'aruchu. Use the same sprach and say singular and plural. Why do you switch the nusach totally? My ubir v'aruchu. Shma minah kitakam minah. It must be one's the morning, one is the afternoon. Tanya b'chia. Pious pamim shleisha aser. When it comes to pious, sometimes you have 13 kohanim by the pious. Pam arbasa sometimes 14. Pamim chamisha sometimes 15. Pamim shisha sometimes 16. The pious sometimes would be as many as 16 people. Again, this relates back to what we just said in our Mishnah. We said our Mishnah could be anywhere from 9 to 12. Plus we had the other four from the prior Mishnah that we didn't describe, the Shaykh, the Zayrik, the Dishim Mizbeach, the Panim, the Dishim Naira. So 4 plus 12 is 16. If you have 12 on a case like Shabbos of Sukkot, right, or Shabbos with Shabbos, yeah, Shabbos of Sukkot is we have 12 plus 4 is 16. If you have a regular day, we only have 9. 9 plus 4 is 13. So problem is 13. Problem is up as many as 16. That is the member of a brayse of Rebchia. In fact, remember, time we learned the brayse of Shavas, we learned the brayse. You can have it to 17. Hahud like Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Elokim Yehuda. Says the Gemara, that goes like Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, rather like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning that sheet that goes that you have a separate one for the bringing onto the ramp and separate bringing onto the from the ramp onto the mizbeach. So like the Mishnah, let's quickly see the Mishnah. We'll stop. Ayel karav bacharaser. The ayel, which is a larger animal, requires 11 kohanim to bring up. It's bigger than the tamid, so it requires 11 kohanim to bring that onto the mizbeach. Habasar chamisha, the meat is with 5 kohanim. Hakravayim vasilis vayayin, then you have the intestines, the silas, the flour, vayayin, the wine is 3. Bishnayim. That was actually done by 2 kohanim each. Par, so you have 5 kohanim bringing the meat and 2 kohanim each bringing the intestines, the fine flour, and the wine. So you have a total of 11 because 2 times 3 is 6 plus 5 is 11. Par karves v'arba, a par is brought with 24 kohanim. Haresh v'aregel, haresh v'echad, v'aregel b'shnayim, ha'ukitz v'aregel, ha'ukitz b'shnayim, v'aregel b'shnayim. So we're keeping score. So we have the resh was 1, the regel, the first regel was with 2 people, that's 3. Ukis for regal is 2 and 2 again, so that's 3 plus 4 is 7. Achazav Agera, the Chazagera, Achazav Echad is 8. Vagera Beshlesha is 11. Shteyadayim Beshnayim, the 2 forelegs is by 2. Shteyadifanas Beshnayim, the 2 flanks is by 2. So 2 and 2 plus 11 is 15. Hakurvayim Vasilis Vayayin, the intestines, the flour, and the wine is b'shleisha shleisha, 3 kohanim each when it comes to the power. Just to be clear, we know the amount of wine and the amount of seilas that was brought for a keves is the smallest amount, for an aisle is the medium amount, and for the par is the biggest amount. So therefore, when it comes to the aila, all you need is one kayin, one for each, for the wine, one for the flour, and one for the innards. When it comes to aisle, which is bigger, innards require two, seilos requires two, and the yayin requires two. When it comes to the cow, you need three, three, and three. So three, three, and three, in addition to the 15, is of course 24. One was said only got become a zebra. I become yachin comes to kamyachin im ratza lahakriv. If a single kohen wants to do it all by himself, makriv. When it comes to carbon tzibah, we divide it up the way we just said. When it comes to a carbon yachin, one guy wants to do it himself, the kain can do it all by himself. If shitan, when he flaying the animals, the tuchan, and dismembering the animals, shall eluv elishavin, that's all the same, whether it's by a personal carbon or by a communal carbon. The lashon, by the way, that we always say in davening is shleisha esreinim lepar, shnei esreinim la'ayel, v'yisarin lekeves. Right? There's three esreinim for a par. That's why we have three kanim. There's two esreinim for ayel, two kanim, and one esreinim for keves. V'yayin kiniska, and the wine is correspondent. We'll pause up here and pick up here tomorrow.